Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. It is January 2nd, 2016. Hello, 2016. Next week, it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Kapalua, Maui. The next week, it's the first full field event of the 2016 season, or I should say year, because it's the season already, right? Right. The Sony Open in Hawaii on Oahu. We're going to see live golf on television. It feels like months. It's only been weeks. But I'm looking forward to it. Jeff Shackelford, Golf Channel's Morning Drive contributor, Golf Digest contributor. You can find him at jeffshackelford.com. He'll be our first guest this morning, our annual New Year's show. And first, let's thank the people who make the show possible, including Hyundai Tournament of Champions with one of the strongest fields ever. Number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth, will be here at Kapalua on Maui for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's the 7th through the 9th with the Pro-Am on the 6th, and you're welcome to watch.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise or shopping center, a store or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports. 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. Featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And by Sony Open in Hawaii, get your tickets at First Hawaiian Bank branches or at the gate. Check in with the Sony Open in Hawaii office. Who knows? They may need some volunteers still. The Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailea Country Club, January 11th through the 17th. Now, we're hardly having any trade wind movement, but I think a little bit more on Oahu, at least today. The easterlies are blowing 10 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to be a beautiful day for a round of golf, rain or shine, and it'll just be a little rain for you. So take your wind jacket with you and rain gear, just in case you want to cover your clubs. Jeff Shackelford, he's the wild card. He speaks his mind, and it's not often what the mainstream media is screaming. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thanks, Danielle. It's a New Year's tradition. Great to be here.
It's good to have you. I mean, we look back at the year that was, the year that's coming, and I was frankly relieved to read your Happy New Year entry at jeffshackelford.com, because it seems to me the more the golf media screams at me that 2015 has been the historic year, the best year ever, the more my mind squints, going, what are you trying to convince me of? I'm not buying it.
Well, and that's my concern, is that it was a phenomenal year, but I do sense, and maybe I read a lot of this, so sometimes, it's nice to hear you are getting the same vibe I'm getting. I read a lot, so I can post things on my site, but I do have a little bit of a concern that we're trying too hard to say, this was a great year, these are the greatest players who've ever played the game. And I always find it, of course, most of all, disrespectful to players of the past. We saw a little of that even last year, that people started revising history and saying Tiger Woods just didn't beat anybody when he won. You know, uh-huh. Wow, we've already forgotten that. And so that's my biggest concern, that to get people, to kind of throw aside these people of the past so quickly. And then also, I just think a normal sports fan, if they hear somebody telling you constantly how great these people are and you're missing out, and if we're on the hard sell mode, you start to kind of raise a red flag, if you're a casual fan.
Yeah.
So that's what bothers me, and I know some casual fans who are like, well, these these guys are great. I mean, I'm not thrilled or anything. I mean, I'll watch them, but gosh, you guys are just really pushing them hard, aren't you? I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of a reaction I can understand.
Yeah, and Jordan Spieth's name gets dragged into that. And then you sort of go, come on, you know, Jordan Spieth. Yes, he's good, but you don't have to sell me that hard.
Well, but then the strange thing is, Danielle, he just had one of the greatest years in the history of the majors. He did something over the course of the four that we didn't think we would see very often, just because post-Tiger, you didn't sense somebody was going to do that. I mean, I remember when Greg Norman led the first round of the four majors in 1986, we were excited that somebody was so consistent in all four. So it's an odd spot we're in because I actually sense people don't quite grasp the magnitude of how good he was last year. But we see the same thing too with Lydia Ko, and so it's a very fine line between promoting young and exciting and new and also being respectful of history.
Yes, and it word of mouth really triggers that excitement level better than the media telling you that there's something exciting to watch. So let's go back to Tiger. When Tiger, you know, in the beginning, it was like, haven't you seen him yet? You don't know what Tiger Woods has done? You've got to see this guy. It wasn't the media telling me I've got to go see this guy. It was friends telling me, you have to see this guy play. He is amazing. And that sent like chicken skin, you know, like goosebumps. We call it chicken skin in Hawaii. You know, it's goosebumps. Like, really? Somebody that exciting is playing? Wow, I really need to see this.
And I think that we see that really in anything, whether it's a restaurant or a movie.
Yes.
Or an album. If you feel a little bit like you've discovered it on your own as opposed to a marketing machine telling you it's great, it's just that much more satisfying. And so I think we'll have some of that with golf. There is some of that going on with the younger players. I do get interesting questions sometimes from people like, well, what's he really like? Or what's Jason Day like? And I always say, well, he just works as hard as anybody I've seen since I've been kind of out and having access to the locker room and the range. And they hear things like that, and, oh, okay, and they kind of make a note, and that makes you admire him a little bit more. So
yeah.
It's a very interesting place we're in.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good place. It's a good problem to have.
And let's go to your favorite time of the year. And, of course, it's our favorite time of the year because the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is still being played here in Hawaii. We've got the most amazing field that we've had in years. The top, of the top four players in the world are going to be playing this week.
Yeah, other than Rory McIlroy, really, it's a phenomenal field. And I actually did an interview with Mark Rolfing just recently for his big comeback, and he attributes this a little bit to just sort of the state of American golf because so many Americans have won tournaments in the last year and are playing, and it's exciting to see. I don't know why it just shouldn't even be a shock that people should want to go to Kapalua and play golf, but that's kind of the state of our calendar year, year-round, nonstop golf, that these two events have taken a little bit of a hit, and you and I have talked about it endlessly, that it worries me, and it still worries me, and because this is my favorite time of year, and I think it's a lot of people's favorite time. It's really the variety of the courses each week, the variety of the formats. We've got some pro-ams, we've got desert golf, we've got Bermuda grass Hawaiian golf, and then we've got seaside cool California, you know, Poa greens and Kukuya grass and things like that. So it's just fun. It's a fun time of year, and then it's also a great run up to the Masters, and it's when the most eyeballs are on golf. So it's important that we have the best players playing.
Yes. What point do you get on the road to watch things unfold live firsthand?
Oh, the the Career Builder Challenge,
I believe.
I'm sorry. That really was a natural saying of the Bob Hope. That's sad. I've already forgotten the sponsor post the
Humana.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it was going to come to me eventually. So I'll go there, and I love Torrey Pines. For me, is sort of the time when I get to finally see a lot of different players, and you get to see some people who are maybe starting their year that they skipped Hawaii, and it's just a fun place for me because it's just down the 405 freeway.
Yeah, when are you going to come to Hawaii?
I don't know. The state of golf media is not great, as you probably know, Danielle. So just getting reimbursed for a drive down the freeway is a saga these days. So Hawaii's going to be tough for some of us while the media world tries to unravel where the future lies and making these things all work.
That is the biggest question. As the purse increases, the size of the paycheck to the professional player on the PGA Tour increases, it seems like in the world of the media, there's fewer and fewer and fewer guys that are actually on site and able to report what's happening there.
It's weird. I've actually gotten emails recently from several tournaments reminding us to put in our credential application, and that's not something I almost never happens, and that's always a worrying sign when you get that little bit of a heads up from the people doing the media relations. That means there aren't a whole lot of regulars out there, and it is odd because there's so much interest in information, and you know, a lot of people like to blame social media for sort of undercutting the role of the writers and the people who are out there reporting, but I don't really think that's quite the case. I think it's just kind of the internet and people not understanding or figuring out a way to make it work the way newspapers and magazines used to be able to make it.
I think social media brings excitement to the event.
I do too.
And
yeah,
it's important to integrate that with the traditional writer summing everything up and giving his or her insights into what happened on the field, people who are seasoned, who've been there, who've followed it for years. I think it's vital. And I'm not just saying that because I happen to be in the business. I'm saying it as a casual, you know, I like to watch golf, but I also want to read from people who've been there, seen that, and then bring their observations. And you're updating your website. You're making it mobile friendly. And that made me cringe too. When I saw that, I was like, mobile friendly, it seems like internet light, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the trick, isn't it? I don't know about you, but whenever I go on a website on my phone, I always feel like I'm getting sort of the romper room kids version. And so that's why one of the reasons I've always resisted changing my site is I don't like that feeling that somebody would come to my site and feel like they got the dumbed down version or the short version, when really it's just a different format. But and I've had the same format for a long time. But blogs, as you know, are kind of not really in vogue anymore. People have kind of shifted to social media. So I'm sort of a dinosaur now. It's an amazing thing to see.
So are you expected to write shorter blogs? Is that it?
I'm the boss, so I can do whatever I want. I want to do shorter just because, you know, my philosophy, Danielle, is to send people to good stuff. I have kind of an unusual website, and then I'm trying to send you away from me. And a lot of people don't like that format. I get excited when I find something that's fun to read and I give my take on it and then say, hey, you go read it and tell me what you think. And, of course, that's not the way most websites work. They try to keep you on their site and building clicks. So.
Well, I think that's why you're so popular. JeffShackelford.com. It's S-H-A-C-K-E-L-F-O-R-D. Jeff is with two Fs, JeffShackelford.com. And if you just put something in that you think is going to work, it'll tell you.
Yes, it will. The magic of technology.
You'll get there. And it is cool because you always find those. How do you get people sending you these interesting videos, like the trick shot of the week?
Some of them, and then some of them I find. I get less sent to me now just because there's so many ways for somebody to share something on social media. So I actually have to work a little bit harder to find things, whereas before people used to email me stuff all the time. Now they just post it themselves, and that's fine. So, yeah, it's and then, you know, doing morning drive and having the opportunity to be on television does help me get a few more sent to me directly from people who've done something really neat. So, and I always enjoy that. I just the goal of my site is to kind of take a serious look at the game and the state of the game and have some fun with the people who take it too seriously, and then also throw in some fun light stuff and whatever I find entertaining is kind of what I try to share with people.
We're going to talk with Jeff Shackelford after we take this break. He's an author, he's a writer, he's a contributor. As he mentioned, he's on Golf Channel's Morning Drive on Mondays, kind of sums up what he's been watching. Really great insights, Jeff. I enjoy that. And you can also see him, golfdigest.com, a contributor there. They support him. It's jeffshackelford.com. We'll be back with Jeff right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded. Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I even? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And it's a very exciting year for NBC Golf Channel because for the first time, they're going to be at the Open. I mean, the only we've got Fox Sports handling the U.S. Open, but everything else seems to be NBC and Golf Channel, including the Olympics. And I'm asking Jeff Shackelford, author and writer, contributor, Golf Digest and Golf Channel, Morning Drive, check him out, DVR it if you're not in the correct time zone. It's very early, 2 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii, or 3, depending on what whether it's daylight savings or not. So Olympic golf, I hear this, you know, some of the guys are not buying into the Olympic golf. Certainly we're disappointed with the format, the stroke play format. But how many of our countrymen, golfers, who are chosen to play for this event, how many of these guys will actually make it to the Olympics?
Oh, I think the four Americans who qualify will be there. I'd be shocked for some reason if they didn't. The only person who might be iffy is Adam Scott, who just has made clear it's not a real priority for him. And he would qualify right now as one of two of Australia's players. But the max you can have from a country is four, and that's if you have four players within the top 15. But most countries will have two players.
Okay. So if and you think that they'll want to go to the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's yeah. The sense you get.
Well, Bubba could be Bubba for some reason. There's always that possibility, assuming he remains as one of our four as he currently is now. Jordan Spieth, though, I think you saw Danielle recently, has made very clear it's the fifth major to him. It's a huge thing. He's excited about the prospect of being a part of the opening ceremony and all that. So he's all in for sure. And I don't really sense that any of those players will pass up the opportunity as they get closer and they sense the excitement of being part of the Olympics.
Oh, I've loved the Olympics since I was a kid, and it's just exciting. I just don't sense that our PGA Tour players who will make the team are that excited. And let me ask you a question. I like Jordan Spieth. He's very open. He's very honest. He sometimes wears his emotions on the sleeve on the course. Some people may not like that. I think it's refreshing. You know, he doesn't curse. That's wonderful. But how much does the PGA Tour expect guys to say in the direction the PGA Tour wants the mood to go?
Well, there is definitely some of that where there is a, I guess they get a little bit caught up or swept up in sort of the hype machine themselves, but I don't blame them for that. They're excited to be in the spotlight and a top player, and they're excited about the prospects. There's also just kind of a different mindset of this group, and that's emerged of in the last year, really, the younger players, in that they're competitive, but they're not really threatened by their peers. You know, and I'm not saying that Phil Mickelson was threatened by Tiger, but there was a tension there.
Uh-huh.
There was a tension with Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer initially. And there's really none of that. There's none of that testiness. And so part of me, of course, misses that. I think there's a lot of fun in some testiness and rivalry dynamics. But at the same time, it's pretty neat that they have the perspective to kind of step back and go, look, there's 50 tournaments a year I can win, and I can't win every one of them, and good for him if he plays well, and I'll have my good weeks. And so it's a fine line because, as you know, fans love rivalries. They love a little bit of tension. They love some chippiness out there with players. And so it's an interesting time in that sense as well.
Yeah. You mean like the class of 2011, was it? When?
Yeah, like they really kind of get behind each other. And that's not a marketing thing. That's not a PGA Tour executive going, hey, hashtag class of 2011. That's just them thinking it's pretty neat. And it is. It's kind of shocking to have a group of players at that age winning. You know, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about, why can't these guys, you know, finish and win? And we hear it with the women, too. Why? Well, they're 19. You
That's
know,
right.
They're 20.
That's
I mean,
right.
What do you expect? But now they come out in 21, 22 years old and winning tour events like it's something they just should be expected to do.
I think a lot of it goes back to the AJGA. They've really stepped up the game. The tournaments that they conduct, the way the kids are brought through junior golf into college golf, it's by the time they're ready for the professionals, they've been through everything. You know, maybe not PGA Tour pressure, but they've been through that experience.
I think that's part of it. I think college golf probably should get some credit too, and then I think the equipment should get some credit.
Oh, yeah.
They play. They've grown up with a certain kind of equipment, certain kind of launch monitor supervision that's probably helped them be more refined, and they've grown up swinging a certain way that we're now seeing kind of, this makes me feel so old, but the end of a group of players with Tiger and Phil Mickelson and Jim Furyk and even Ernie Els, who first started playing the game maybe with some persimmon and then metal-headed drivers, and they couldn't swing a certain way with those clubs, and so they learned a certain way, and now we have a generation of players who can be more aggressive, and the equipment is so good and so reliable that I think breeds another level of confidence that is helping to explain why they all these things are coming together. Oh, and you know, coaching and life coaches and,
yes,
and all of that. There's
yes,
so many things that are more refined, diet, exercise. So it's all of those things.
One of the things that we talked about last year, you know, the questions that would be answered in 2015, I looked at them and they're all the same, except which coach, who is going to be the captain of the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that was, would, you know, Tiger would get healthy and would he play again? And that still is the question this year. It's just one of them. But I wanted to talk to you about one of your posts at jeffshackelford.com. And I'm talking with Jeff Shackelford. We do this every year. We should do it more often, you know.
Anytime. You know where to find me.
Okay. So Tiger Woods, the question, you know, and Steve DiMeglio on the show frequently, Tiger turning 40. And I didn't read the news conference the way Steve did, the man with 14 majors, 79 PGA Tour titles, painting a bleak picture, downtrodden, obvious pain, no light at the end of the tunnel, no timetable for his return, everything beyond is gravy. I didn't see Tiger painting a bleak future for himself. Did you sense that when you...
You know, when I watched it, I did not. But every writer who was there wrote a similar take to Steve's. And I think it was just that they're used to throwing certain questions Tiger's way and having him answer them a certain way. And I think the shock of having him not answer them with spin or a positive attitude. I mean, we saw the same thing, and I think it was probably inspired by Kobe Bryant. He just kind of let his guard down recently, too, when he decided to retire. Got all emotional and kind of sentimental, and it was shocking to watch. And it was the same thing with Tiger. So I think that was a big part of it. And if you... Also, you know how writers work, Danielle. They listen to it, they go back, and then they read the transcript again. And some of those statements, when you looked at them in writing, were kind of shocking.
Kind of bleak?
Yeah, they were pretty... I mean, I think that's why they took it that way. If you watch the video, it doesn't feel that way quite as much.
No, I just... He's being realistic. And,
yeah.
And I don't see why. As long as he takes care of his back and he allows it to heal for a year, then he'll be okay.
Good luck with that. I think, though, that's going to be hard for him. I really do. I just... I think he will get refreshed enough, and he'll... I mean, I have a post today where he's out hitting balls in the dark at the Bears Club. Whether it's accurate or real, I don't know. But it certainly is possible. I think he... I agree with you, though. He's needed to get sort of refreshed and get away, and maybe he's done that.
Well, I certainly hope he understands that what he can't see, nevertheless, could be still healing. You know, you see a sore on your arm, and you go, "Oh yeah, okay, the scab's done; it's all healed up." But you can't see what's inside, and it takes a year to get really recovered from back surgery.
Yeah.
And if he's had three. He's really got to look at it. Otherwise, he's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff Shackelford, author, writer. Go find him. JeffShackelford.com. A really refreshing site. I love you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. And Happy New Year to you and everybody else listening.
Happy New Year. We'll be back with Ben Hongo. Kapalua is our destination. We'll be there next week. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The big hitters on the PGA Tour challenge Wildlife for the Sony Open, January 11th through the 17th. Kick off the 2016 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and more. Big names, big action, big benefits for charity. Tickets at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back, Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. Loves working with competitive junior golfers, club fitting, and a little club repair in his own time. Tournament operations, you know the calligraphy that you see? He can do that. Ben Hongo, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and happy field. I'm looking at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions field. Bubba Watson, Jimmy Walker, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Brent Snedeker, Justin Rose. We've got Scott Piercy and Patrick Reed. We've got Dustin Johnson and Zach Johnson, Brooks Koepka and Patty Harrington and Jim Furyk and Jason Day and Ricky Fowler. Wow. Now, the question is, these guys are playing, yes, they're playing against each other, but not really. They're playing against the Kapalua Plantation Course. And what is the long-term forecast? Are we going to have windy conditions when they get here?
You know, I was just looking at the weather forecast, and it changed from yesterday a little bit. I think they're going to have a pretty good weather, you know, kind of a calm weekend. So
wow,
yeah, that's what the, you know, the forecast at least.
So we don't expect any oscillating balls.
No, I don't. That was crazy year, wasn't it?
Well, that was a really crazy year.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't even wait until the wind calms down, and then you're watching your ball spin on the green. That's not going to work, boy. And it was just on those two. Which two holes were they? The 11th, was it at the 11th hole?
There was a real picture that was taken where the flag itself was bent almost where it was touching the green.
Yeah.
And I think that was on the 11th green, and there were a lot of stuff that was happening on the 10th tee, I think, with, I think it was Matt Kuchar, where the ball wouldn't stay on the tee.
Yeah, the ball wouldn't stay on the tee.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you complain? Well, see, everywhere else it was calm.
That was
nuts. I was in the media center, and they have to, no play.
Huh? Yeah, that was definitely a little different that year.
So we've got fabulous conditions. It's been raining. The plantation course, the grass must be thick and lush and just ready.
Oh, it is definitely ready to go. I was just talking to our superintendent over there, David Smallwood, and he's going to have the greens running, right about 10, just exactly where the tour wants it. With the undulation, I know that sounds slow maybe versus a lot of other events that's out there, but that's kind of where the tour wants it because the undulations on the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're huge greens.
They're very big, very big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting watching when Bubba went, driver off the deck, right down to the 18th green. It was just amazing watching all of these guys play. What's the challenge, truly, for these PGA Tour players to take on the plantation course?
I've always said the plantation course is a second shot golf course. You can hit a lot of greens and score bad. It's easy to go out there, if you're a pretty good ball striker, to hit 16 greens and shoot over par because you're just on the wrong part of the green. So your iron shot, you got to be able to control your distance. And, so you don't have these crazy, 45-foot putt with a 20-foot break.
And that's why Zach Johnson was so good. He's got such amazing control with his irons.
Yes, absolutely. And I also think that if you know the golf course, I think that helps so you know where to place your golf ball. Sometimes, let's say for number 8, for example, if you want to get the ball close, you got to hit the ball, say, 20 feet right at the hole to get it, inches from the hole. If you hit it right at the hole, the ball will actually, spin away from it, and you'll have a 25-foot putt. So knowing the golf course, I think that helps as well.
Yeah, and some of these guys are coming back for their third time, it's going to be interesting to watch Jim Furyk play because he's another great iron player.
Yeah, actually Jim pulled out last week.
So we
won't have Jim there, but we do have the 6 out of the top 10 players in the world in the field, so we're really excited with
Yeah. It's an exciting week. I can't wait to get there. It's and just to watch it all and to walk the course. I would have thought that the walking of the course would be one of the challenges of playing Kapalua's Plantation course.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to a lot of caddies, and they've always said that the Plantation course is definitely one of the toughest golf course. they walk all year. Also, some of the guys haven't played, for a few weeks, so they may be a little out of shape, per se.
Yes.
They say it's the first event of the year, and then we're on this, a pretty hilly golf course.
Yeah.
So they've always said it's a little tough one, but
it's a great event to follow. And I tell families, you got to go. Kids are free. Get your tickets at the Honolulu store, or you can go online to PGA Tour/Hyundai, and that'll take you. And you can get your tickets there. Imagine you can get your tickets, just drive up, park, shuttle over, and you can pay for the tickets at the gate.
Yeah, you can just go to the gate.
What's
great about it is, we just don't have the population base here of, say LA Open or even Sony Open. You can be right next to the players. So it's always kind of nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it's a lot of running room, and the kids will sleep really good.
Correct.
Yes. The Kapalua Golf Course, I'm just so proud of you, just like they are. Ben Hongo, lead teaching instructor at the Kapalua Golf Academy, ranked number 2 in Hawaii's The Best Teachers in Your State in Golf Digest annual peer ranking. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome. I mean, and then the former Kapalua Academy instructors, Claude Brousseau and Gregory Fields, also making the list.
Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing team, and what an amazing coach you are. We can come over and take lessons from Ben Hongo at Kapalua Golf Academy. This isn't just a resort academy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely available for anybody that wants to listen to what I have to say and let me evaluate your golf swing. Hopefully I can make you a little bit better than you were yesterday. That's kind of my motto is, hey, I'm not here to blow up your golf swing and start over. I'm here to help you as much as I can with what you got. So
tweak what you got just a little bit, because everybody's got their own swing.
Absolutely. We all have our height issues or strength issues or flexibility issues, we have to get it done with what we have and whatever that might be. So
why do you like club fitting so much?
I think it's part of the formula to become a good player. If you don't have a good equipment, I'm 5'5", so I would say standard golf clubs were probably made for a guy that's more of a standard height, say 5'11" or something like that. So if I'm minus, 6-7 inches off of that, something has to change. I can't, you've met Gregory Fields, who's 6'3", and there's no way in the world that him and I could play the same golf clubs.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think when I look in people's bag, when I give people golf lessons, I always look in their bags just to see what they have, and just make sure that they were somewhat fitted. Another thing with the club fitting, I think, is a little or maybe misunderstood, is the set makeup. For example, today's age with hybrids and wedges and also what I would call loft jacking. My first iron in my bag is a 5-iron.
And, when you say loft jacking, do you mean like getting rid of like the 2 and 3 and 4?
Well, I think manufacturers, if you look at the specification of the golf clubs, particularly in the loft, over the years have changed. For example, when I was growing up in the 80s and the 90s, the typical pitching wedge was about, 50 degrees or so. Today you can get a pitching wedge, some of the set coming with 44 degrees.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what's happening is, golf balls are going further with each iron. And, you know, back in the days, you know, 5-iron for me was like a 160 club. You know, today I'm hitting my 5-iron almost 190 yards.
Wow, I need to come and take a lesson from Ben Hongo.
Yeah.
Where did you learn calligraphy?
I can't remember the gentleman's name, but there used to be a guy on the PGA Tour that did our boards here at the, you know, when it was Lincoln Mercury.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember his name right now, but he did such a great work, and I just start to kind of watch him and buy a calligraphy pen, just a small one, and in a pro shop when I was taking notes or doing whatever, I just start kind of fooling around it with it in the back. My dad, he was a sushi chef, and you know, being a sushi chef, I think all chefs are really kind of on the artsy side of it.
Right.
So there's a little bit of an artsy side of it in me. So once I started doing it, it was fun, and before I knew it, I was pretty good at it.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I still enjoy it.
Yeah. But,
you know, the funny thing is, it's kind of a dying art.
It is,
and it's hard to find pens.
You have to send away from them.
Go to
eBay.
Yeah, I do. You know, there's a couple of companies I use, and you know, and it's hard.
This is Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. Will I see you next week? Shall we sit in the media center together and talk how things are going for next Saturday?
I would love it.
I would love it too.
Yeah.
And this Ben Hongo, not only a golf guy, he's also a NASCAR guy, just in case you were wondering what his other interests were. Yeah, go NASCAR.
I went to my first race in October in Charlotte.
All right. Ben, talk to you next week.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha. And we're going to come back and talk with Shane Bacon, another of our annual guests here inside the clubhouse. This is The Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Where the rubber hits the road.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I don't think we've got any of that today, but you know what? You should go down to Montgomery Power Sports. Family owned and operated since 1946. The employees are friendly, knowledgeable, no pressure. They take the time to understand your needs, your wants. If you want a bike, you want a helmet, you want a glove, a tire, you need service. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber grabs the road. They're right next to the Leha Bakery. And now, one of my favorite young ladies, I call her the top amateur golfer in Hawaii. You can follow her at Marielle Galdiano on Twitter. She's the two-time Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Champion back-to-back at mid-pack, three-time U.S. Women's Open qualifier, first at 13, and at 16 she made the cut, 2015 Canadian Women's Amateur Champion, member of the victorious Ping Junior Solheim Cup team, Hawaii Golf, that is Hawaii High School Athletic Association Girls Individual Championship Champion for the third year, and the Junior PGA Championship runner up, soon to be UCLA Bruin. I'm tired and I haven't been traveling. Welcome to the show, Marielle Galdiano.
Hi, thank you so much.
I'm just amazed. Trying to follow you, I had to ask Marielle to give me a whole list of the things she's done in 2015. You've gone to 18 different major events. Those are just the major events you've traveled to. 17 of them out of state. How do you do it and keep up with your schoolwork?
It is so hard. I mean, like, I have to be doing schoolwork on the road definitely all the time. I mean, it's really tiring, too, after coming home from tournaments and having to catch up with all the work. All my teachers at Punahou, though, they're really understanding, and they usually give me extensions. I mean, although I could be doing a lot better, it's just too difficult to be on par all the time, so I just try my best.
Yes, that's all you... I mean, you've got to practice. You know, it's not like you've got a whole bunch of free time. I'm just really impressed with everything you do, and going to UCLA, that is so exciting. You were just in California, the San Diego Country Club, the Curtis mm-hmm. Cup two-day practice session.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was at the San Diego Country Club, and we had Robin Burke, our captain. She was watching us play, and it was a lot of fun. I got to talk to her, got to meet all the other girls. Like, I knew, like, Hannah O'Sullivan and a lot of the other girls, like Mika Liu and even the college players. And Allison Lee got to come down, and I got to chat with her and play with her a little bit, which was a lot of fun.
Now, Allison Lee's a Curtis Cup alum, Solheim Cup. Did she talk about the controversy when she picked up her ball because she thought the 18-inch putt had been conceded?
No, we all keep that in the past. Like, she took credit for what she had done, and she understands, but we don't, as golfers, we understand we make mistakes, and just bringing it up, it just brings down the mood. So we just keep all the bad stuff behind us.
I just thought it would be a great learning. You know, what did mm-hmm. you learn from that so that everybody can learn as a group? You know, young players need to hear from other players how to, you know, what mm-hmm. needs to be done in situations like that. And I just thought it'd be a very cool way to share with you. I mean, you could be on the Curtis Cup. This is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, just getting to interact with the girls and looking at my chances of making it, I'm pretty excited. And it's going to be in, like, Ireland or something.
Yeah.
And it's pretty huge. Like, before, high school amateurs were never considered for the Curtis Cup, and this is like one of the first years, I think, that we're even being considered as members, potential members of the team.
Wow. This is the first year high school amateurs have been considered for the Curtis Cup team?
I'm pretty sure, because before it used to be mainly for college players.
Yeah.
But now that the golf is, the game is getting much younger, I guess, we're being considered as well.
How many high school amateurs are in contention for this, the 12 that were in the practice?
I think there were like five of us.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And when are you going to know whether you get to go and play?
We're going to find out this year. I'm not exactly sure when. They didn't really mention it. But, yeah, so I'm just waiting to find out. And once they decide that team, they're going to hold another practice session for the deciding team.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Excited. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
How do you travel so much? And are there people you'd like to thank? You must have a huge family of supporters.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone who's been helping me, like out at Pearl Country Club, Junior Ogpawa, he's been allowing me to practice there, and it's been a huge help. And even over at Navy Marine with Dave Chin, always supporting me, giving me advice when I'm over there. Out at Colina, Greg Nichols, every time when I try to qualify for Lotte, he's always there helping me out. And definitely, like, out at Turtle Bay, Uncle Larry Neal and everyone. And even at Mid-Pack, Tim Dietrich, for sure. Like, there's so many people that I can't even think.
I understand. But was Tim Dietrich your first coach?
I think he was my, like, very first private lessons coach out at Colina. And I was so small and I could barely remember, but yeah, he was.
When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 5, and I don't even know what age when I started taking lessons from him, maybe like 8 or 9 or something.
It's wonderful. Why did you want to start playing at the age of 5?
So I had no idea I was playing golf at that age, and it was basically my dad. So he loved to play golf, like on the side, hitting balls, going to the golf course and everything, and he would pick me up after school and take me to the driving range pretty much. I would finish my homework there, and I would just be sitting down twiddling my thumbs. So he decided to get me like those plastic sets or something, and have me, like, putting when I was really small, and then eventually getting regular clubs and hitting and just going out to, like, all these junior golf camp kind of things.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Apparently, I don't know.
A lot of, you know, parents don't know whether they should encourage their children to play and sending them off. And you must have enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that being with other kids, too, not just with your parents, it's just learning to interact with other kids at such a young age with golf, and because it's a lot of fun. Like, I think, I remember I used to go to a kids club at Colina, and after, like, our test of, like, rules test or ability test, we would have, like, a pizza party or something, and, you know, it's, like, a lot of fun for, like, the kids and the instructors and the parents too. So I don't know.
That's awesome. It's growing the game, Marielle, and I really appreciate Marielle Galdiano, top amateur golfer in Hawaii. You can follow her at Marielle Galdiano on Twitter. Two-time Jenny K. Wilson Invitational champion, 3-time U.S. Women's Open qualifier, and the 2015 Canadian Women's Amateur Champion. That must have been a huge moment to lift that trophy.
It was. It was a pretty big trophy, too. And I was like, wow, this is a lot more than I expected.
What was the competition like?
Well, I had, coming into the last day, it was basically me and my teammate, and Bethany Wu, my future teammate, and a few other girls, too, as well. I can't really recall their names right now, but... Yeah. It was basically like college players too over there as well.
So you were, I mean, it was very intense. These are the 2015 Canadian Women's Amateur Champion. The Canadian Women's Amateur is not just, it's players from all across the country, all across the United States. Anyone in the world can play if they qualify,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you were up against a huge field.
Yeah, it was not easy either. So our first day was canceled due to, like, super heavy rain. And the first day I got to play just 18, but then the next day I had to play 36.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to extend the tournament because of all the traveling plans everyone has made. So I was grinding it out from really early in the morning to pretty much sundown and darkness on the second day. And then it was really windy, too. So it was just against all odds.
Again, but and you came out victorious.
Mm-hmm.
For the golfer, you know, who's in competition, what do you guys do when you have a rain delay? You're all prepped and ready to go. How do you, what do you do with your time?
Definitely it depends what you've been, like, if you just come out of another tournament or this is your first tournament out, then definitely you'll be more active than trying to get in a workout or something. Or if you're on the road, maybe you have to do some homework if it's during school year. I think I was coming off of another tournament, so I was resting because I stay with a host family. And we just pretty much stayed indoors. We couldn't really do much. There wasn't a gym we could really go to. So I just did some, like, stretching indoors and relaxing kind of thing.
Yeah, good. It sounds like it was perfect because you won. What is, when you look back at your last few years, I mean, since the age of 13, when you were the first time you qualified for the U.S. Women's Open, what stands out the most? What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of how I was able to do all of this at such a young age. Like, now that I look back at it, I'm like, wow, I did this when I was, like, 13. I did this when I was 12. Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy good is what it is. And now you're when do you start UCLA?
This coming fall. So the school year starts around September.
Yes. So and then you'll start playing on the collegiate. It's going to be exciting having the team and the exposure and going up against USC and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
All of you're going to run into a lot of players who've chosen those. It's really exciting. Your future is exciting. Do you want to play on the LPGA?
Yes, most definitely. It's something that I've been looking forward to doing after getting a taste of what the Women's Open was like and Canadian Women's Open was like this past summer. So yeah, definitely, I'm looking into hopefully trying out through school and getting on tour and being able to make some money.
Would you consider, if you, let's say you made it through Q school and you got your card, would you stop your collegiate career and go to the LPGA?
That's something that definitely I need to think over. Most definitely I would go and play on the tour because it's a pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I wouldn't want to pass that up. I mean, playing college is really important to me as well. But I think I would have to talk to my coach, and I'm sure she would understand. Because Allison did the same thing, like, just after 1 year. But you never know what the future holds. So I'm not exactly set on that happening.
Right. Oh, who is your coach?
Carrie Forsyth is the head coach, and Alicia Holmes is the assistant.
Excellent. And is your dad on your bag? Is he your caddy?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, if I do turn pro, then it would be kind of hard for him to caddy for me. But maybe, like, the first few tournaments, me and him will probably be helping each other out. And then once we get comfortable, then we'll try and find someone good.
Marielle Galdiano, it's so cool. Let's talk more often. I know it's hard on a Saturday because of your schedule, but I'd love to have you on the show more regularly so we can follow
your... Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Excellent. Thanks for waking up early, and it's probably not that early for you.
No, not too bad.
Aloha. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk with Fox Sports Shane Bacon right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters on the PGA Tour challenge Wildlife for the Sony Open, January 11th through the 17th. Kick off the 2016 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and more.
Big names, big action, big benefits for charity. Tickets at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Cruising into the clubhouse, it's Shane Bacon, Fox Sports golf writer and commentator, or as Shane puts it, this is on his Twitter page. You can follow him at Shane Bacon on Twitter. Writing and talking for Fox Sports, failed mini tour player, former St. Andrews caddy. Welcome into the clubhouse, Shane.
Hey, Daniel. Sorry, I'm a little scratchy this morning. I woke up with a little bit of a scratchy kind of lost voice.
But I'm sorry.
Still trying to power through.
I won't keep you long then. How's that?
No, you're fine.
Okay, cool.
That's perfect.
We're excited because real live golf is going to be seen on television. You know, it seems like it's been weeks, hasn't it? Feels longer than that. I've been watching reruns. A Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Golf Channel and NBC this weekend. Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour 2016. The run-up to the Masters. But we are getting ready for the U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Oldest top-ranked golf course in U.S., it said. Opened in 1903. In 1 year, Fox Sports has covered the U.S. Open at what must have been the newest golf course ever. And a year later, you're at one of the top oldest golf courses. Huge expectations must be internally on the staff to really perform here. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go from a course that, as you kind of mentioned, was a little unknown. Nobody really knew what to expect from Chambers, and it was a little bit of a different U.S. Open. It is going to be kind of nice for all of us, I think, to go to somewhere that's a little bit more comfortable. I think I feel the tradition and the as you mentioned, the history behind Oakmont just makes it that much more exciting, and I think that it's a place we can go, you know, produce a broadcast for a championship such as the U.S. Open and be a little bit more familiar. I mean, we all know, you know, the bunkers and the certain holes that they finish on there. And I think it'll be a place that the people are excited to see. And I think it'll be a place that will allow us to kind of put our best foot forward because it won't be as kind of different and new as something like Chambers was.
Yeah, and it was different and new for everybody. It was such an unknown. There must be in somebody's folder each of these major championship event courses where they have, okay, we're going to put the cameras here, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Everything's all, you know, you get it mapped out. But for Chambers, it was a blank slate. Who knew what to do there? And all things considered, you guys did a great job. It was not easy to do. It's an unusual course. And here you are at Oakmont, designed by Henry Founds. I understand it was Men and Mules. In 1903, they didn't have any caterpillars, right? It was just men and mules making this golf course. What about these 200 bunkers, the most famous, of course, the church pews? You're a player. When you say you're a failed mini-tour player, Matt Janella told me about the 67 you shot pretty recently. So when you say failed, you've got game. So what do you got to bring to this course for these players? What do they have to be?
What I think is cool, about every U.S. Open venue, and even Chambers for that matter, is, a loose swing, one simply bad decision. I mean, we saw Brandon Grace do it last year. One thing, ends your chances. And I think that's what's so special about the U.S. Open over really any other tournament or championship is the fact that you really do have to be on for 72 holes. I mean, you can't do anything stupid. You can't do anything loose. Mentally more than anything. And I think that's what Oakmont will be. It'll be a mental test. That's why I like, early in the season, obviously, you have to like somebody like Jordan Spieth simply because, mentally he seems as confident and settled, in that moment as anybody. I wrote a recap of 2015 on FoxSports.com. And, that's the thing that impresses me the most about Jordan Spieth is his ability to simply be confident and cognizant in that moment. It's something we from the super young players. That's something that for whatever reason he seems to be completely comfortable with.
Yeah. This is Shane Bacon, Fox Sports golf writer and commentator. Have you been given your assignment yet? Where you will be?
No, I have not. But I'm assuming it's going to be something with I've kind of done it all. It's crazy to think that it's only been a year with them. I've followed groups. I've done play by play. I've done featured groups and featured holes. I've told them I'll do kind of anything they really want. So, we'll see. I could see myself out on the course following a group, and I could also see myself up there, chatting with somebody like Julie Inkster or something like that. So, that's what I've found very interesting and cool about this assignment and this job is, you really do get to do everything. And I think that's pretty special. And I'm excited about 2016 simply because, we have such an opportunity to do so much cool stuff with these USGA events. And there really is a buzz about golf right now that I'm not sure has been there in the last 10 years.
Excellent. Paula Creamer, she won the 2010 U.S. Women's Open at Oakmont. Angel Cabrera won the 2007 U.S. Open at Oakmont. And Ernie Els was 1994. Those guys aren't, none of them are long hitters.
Right.
So as you said, Jordan Spieth's game does fit this golf course, at least based on looking at who's won in the past.
Yeah, I will say this, and I've kind of been preaching this whole narrative for the last few months, so bear with me if you've heard it.
Sure.
I do think we've become this obsessive group of people with distance. Obviously, it's the one thing. It's like height in basketball. There's nothing you can really do to make up for it. I wrote a piece on the obsessiveness we have with distance and how, while guys like Dustin Johnson and Jason Day win events, you see guys like Zach Johnson and you see guys that don't pound the golf ball up there winning events every year, consistently. And I do think that, we love seeing guys hit a 360, but, we saw with Dustin at Chambers. What happens at the end?
Yes.
You have to make a four-footer. And that's what will come down to at Oakmont as well. I just believe that, these guys that feel comfortable in that moment, and you mentioned, think about the names you mentioned. Ernie Els is a Hall of Famer. Cabrera already won two majors and has done it, at some of the biggest events and some of the best golf courses in the world. These are guys and Paula Creamer, of course, is a legend as well. You're talking about big names, and I think that's what we're seeing right now in golf, and that's what we're seeing at this kind of golf course. So, hitting 350 will be nice, but, that's what you're going to see at Oakmont more than any other place, I think, with U.S. Open, is making those 5, 6, 7 footers for par, and if you can do that, like Tiger used to do, that's what's going to win, that event. And really, if you look at the slate of venues this year, that's going to be the case all the way through the board. So
yeah.
It's going to be an exciting year, and I'm fired up for it. And not just for that, as you mentioned. I'm fired up for the season to start. I know it's only been 3 weeks, but I've kind of been missing my golf.
I know. I keep turning on, you know, I'm Golf Channel because, you know, I can find golf there. I always know that. And it's like, well, there's, okay, I saw that already. I saw that. Can't wait to see something I haven't seen.
I'm with you on that for sure. I can only watch so much Shell Wonderful World of Golf from the mid-90s, you know.
All right. As you know, a mini tour player at one point in your career and a caddy at St. Andrews, with your knowledge of the game from the course, who has the most enduring swing, Spieth, Day, McIlroy, or Fowler?
Can I say Oosthuizen? Is that okay?
Oh,
can I throw somebody out
yeah,
in there?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course you can.
Yeah. You think back on the year we had, and, you know, you forget that, you know, under all the narratives that we saw, I mean, Oosthuizen was a couple shots away from winning two majors and really a bad round away from winning a U.S. Open. I mean, that guy's move at impact is so impressive, and it's got so much power through it. You know, you talk about a guy that's sneaky long. It's probably Oosthuizen. But again, I mean, you know, a great golf swing and all that, but, you know, between the years is where it's at. And I actually think that's why we will see one of the names you mentioned with Ricky Fowler. You know, he finally, you know, kind of figured out how to win last year, and I think that's going to be really, really big for him in this coming season. I could see a big year and possibly a major win for Ricky coming in 16.
That's awesome. And finally, what about McIlroy? I mean, he was the king of the hill, and then all of a sudden he had that down year, the last one, 2015. Spieth, Day, you know, Fowler. Is McIlroy, Rory, going to be able to come back and really contend the way he was on top of the heap?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, he had kind of that freak injury that kind of ruined his season. I mean, I think St. Andrews is a place that really is made for a guy like him. I mean, he pounds the golf ball, but for whatever reason, he's really been able to play that golf course well. It's a real big bummer. You know, I always say, I mean, Olympics come around more often than an Open hosted at St. Andrews. So,
yeah.
You know, for him, I mean, it's going to be 5 years until he gets a chance there. But, you know, I think so. I think Rory is set. I think, you know, one of the things that Tiger always had to do when Tiger was in his prime was, you know, Tiger had to get up for no names. You know, he had to get up and compete against guys that you'd never heard of, you know, Bob May or Sean McKeel or somebody like that, Y.E. Yang. I mean, you know, with Rory, and one of the benefits for him is, you know, he's competing against the best in the world, and they're winning right now. I mean, Jason Day and Jordan Spieth, and you know, he gets a chance to go out there and understand that there's guys, you know, throughout this landscape that are just as talented as he is. And I think that'll push him a little bit. I'm excited for him. I think this is the year where, you know, obviously his personal life seems to order. I mean, he seems really happy with where he's at right now. And so, you know, through that, you know, he gets to go out and really try to play and push himself because he's got a whole bunch of guys out there that are doing what he wants to do. And I think that's going to be really exciting for him. Again, I mean, how lucky are we right now? You know, we're getting all these young guys that are from all parts of the land. I mean, you know, you're not even mentioning somebody like, you know, Hideki Matsuyama. I mean, these people are from Japan and Australia and Northern Ireland. I mean, we're getting a whole group of guys that are
India.
Extremely talented.
India.
Yeah,
India.
And China. I mean, you know, you're really, it's all over the world. I mean, yeah. The Tiger effect really is taking hold, and I think it's going to be a super cool year. I really, really do hope that we get to see, you know, somebody like Spieth and Rory or Spieth and Day compete again, you know, in a major, because I do think we are we're due for that. You know, we never really got the Phil Tiger major that we were hoping for, and hopefully we can get a Day, you know, Day, Spieth, McIlroy on the back nine at Augusta one.
That would be amazing. Shane Bacon, Fox Sports, golf writer and commentator. You're coming back when your voice is better, okay?
Yeah, I will, I promise. Thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate it.
You're sounding great, Shane. Thanks so much for being with me. Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Rick Sessinghaus, PGA, Southern Cal PGA top golf instructor, author in Golf, The Ultimate Mind Game, and he is the coach behind Mental Zone Coach, or MZ Coach, and they're going to show us all at the PGA show that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be back right after this with Rick, Coach Rick. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Rick Sessinghouse, PGA, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Rick is the coach. He's Coach Rick. He's behind Mental Zone Coach, or MZ Coach. And this is a great opportunity for you to go online and figure out what it is you need to work on. Is it confidence? Is it the voice in your mind? And you can do this for a month. It's very affordable. You can go for 2 months. You can go for 3 months. It's not some long-term commitment that you have to make. And I was excited to hear that Rick Sessinghouse, you're going to be at the PGA show presenting MZ Coach. Tell us a little bit about how it works. I understand there's two main components.
Sure. Yeah, I think a quick background. I am a member of the PGA. I was a swing instructor for the last 20 years. I was fascinated with the mental side of the game. So I went back, got my doctorate in applied sports psychology. I wrote a book called Golf, the Ultimate Mind Game. Yet what I found and my business partners found is there really wasn't an outlet for the average player to learn more about the mental game skills of focus and confidence, emotional control, how to practice. And we put together MZ Coach, Mental Zone Coach, to have people to be able to train themselves at home. The modules are with videos and downloadable audio and worksheets, and you kind of do some self-assessments, and you kind of go at your own pace. And we just felt that the mental game is something that is being trained more, yet there really wasn't that answer to go to online that we could, like you said, that's affordable, that you can really get into those areas of the mental game to make you play better.
And so you have the front nine and the back nine. What's the front nine?
The front nine is really our performance factors that I think all golfers are looking to improve. I mentioned a little bit with focus and confidence, emotional control, goal setting, practice, preparation, those type of things. And those modules are done at your own pace. And then after you complete the front nine, we, of course, like golfers, you want to play the back nine. And the back nine is added on content, monthly, whether it's videos or we're going to be doing webinars or just added content to help supplement what was learned on the front nine. But just like anything in golf instruction, you got to master the fundamentals before you move on to other techniques.
Okay, so first you determine the specific area of your mental game that you'd like to improve.
Yes. Yeah, you go through a basic assessment, a self-assessment that really kind of helps people, one, understand what are the mental game fundamentals in the first place, because I think some people don't quite know what the mental game is. And then two, by going through that, you kind of prioritize, you know what, I really do need to work on confidence because I have a lot of doubt on the golf course. I'm going to start with that module, and then you start from there. So we give people some flexibility of which module they want to start with, but they all, of course, are integrated to where one is going to help the other.
So it includes a pre-shot routine video and a shot journal and a section, Rick on the course. Tell us about the pre-shot routine videos.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, we know pre-shot routine is something that is taught a lot. It's very important. yet as not only an instructor, but I was a professional golfer myself, is that I think the routine changes slightly depending on the shot you have, a driver compared to a bunker shot compared to a putt. There's going to have some different elements to it. So we wanted to show through video what these different routines were on different situations. It's great to talk about positive thinking and the mental game, but we wanted to really, with NC Coach, talk about application. So there is a lot of video based with the pre-shot routines, post-shot routines, so people can look even on their phones and say, oh, okay, let me download this really quick and stream this two-minute video to improve their routines in these different areas of the golf course. So we want to make it applicable as quickly as possible.
Right, and so you can access it before the round because you don't want to disturb people while they're playing, others are playing golf.
Certainly.
Right, but certainly. So you know that you're going to, you know, you want to see your driver, you want to see, okay, this is how I should deal with my irons or let's say on the green, putting green, of course, the putter and the driver pre-shot routine are going to be completely different, but that holds true for other sections, whether it's your hybrid clubs or your irons. Am I getting this straight?
Pretty much. But I mean, think about a driver. You get to tee the ball up. It's usually on a pretty good lie, right? It's pretty flat tee box compared to a bunker where you're not allowed to take a practice swing, to a putt to where you're now looking at the terrain. There are different things. Now, a pre-shot routine is to prepare you to be at your best mentally, emotionally, and physically, to give yourself the best opportunity to execute a shot. Of course, you have to still have physical skills. I think with a routine, we're trying to get somebody focused, confident, and relaxed so they, again, give themselves the best opportunity to use their skills.
Regardless of whether they're great or not that much. It's like club fitting. You can't
exactly
just buy something off the rack and expect to perform. Even if you're just, you know, learning, you've got to have the
correct.
Right. It'd be like watching somebody walk around with pants that are like 3 inches too long, right?
And you're right.
Like,
exactly.
You should really trim those pants. Well, you got to trim those clubs. Same thing. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
How about a shot journal? What's that?
Well, I think a lot of us have challenges with confidence, and one of the key areas is instead of always going over all the bad shots and going, oh my gosh, I three-putted 17 and I hit that ball OB on 15, why don't we start thinking about what we did right? You know, maybe it's that great birdie putt you hit or that great iron shot or that great chip shot that went in, and start to really, you know, keep a journal of your great shots. And it goes along with something that I teach with my one-on-one clients, which is a confidence resume, is start to produce these because you hit them. So now we can put them in our journal. We can recall them easier when we need them on the golf course. They can become a part of a pre-shot routine, right? Might as well recall great shots. That'll help you be confident. So by having a shot journal within the this software application, it's easy to implement that. So now you can start tracking, hey, I've hit some great shots. And it just helps boost your confidence in the future.
I like it. Okay, so now I've done the front nine, and I've gone to the back nine, and of course we're going to learn all about that. You're going to be at the PGA show. This is so exciting. But I'm getting better. After a couple of months, can I reassess myself? Can I?
Of course.
Does this grow with me?
I believe it does, because I think when golfers are, you know, they achieve a goal, and guess what? They're then not happy, right? They want to break 90, they break 90, I want to break 80. And we continuously want to push ourselves, which is great. Mm-hmm. And so I think same thing with the mental game. We're going to get those fundamentals, but maybe you want to compete in your men's club or women's club event for the first time. Well, there may be a different set of skills you may need to prepare for tournaments, or maybe you're going to deal with nervousness more. Well, the back nine addresses a lot more of those issues that, and I don't necessarily want to call them advanced. I just want to call them different situations that don't come up maybe in a normal round of golf. And so we're always trying to push, you know, the envelope with our goals. And same thing with the mental game. I work with professionals and great college players, and is that there's going to be now more specific situations that they may have issues with than maybe a general topic.
Yeah, I like this. It's now you must be a little nervous going to the PGA show.
Well, I've been there the last 4 years. I was editor of Golf Tips Magazine, so I'm a little bit used to it. But I've been familiar with it. You know, it's a great place to be. There's so many wonderful things going on with innovation and coaching, and it's just a great place to go to learn more about where the industry is going.
Yeah, it is. But this time you're putting a product out. It's something that it's your baby, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's been a process, and we're continuing to learn and grow from our customers that have given us some great feedback of all the great things that they've learned. And yeah, but we're ready now to launch for 2016.
That's exciting. I think, is there anything that I haven't given you a chance to talk about? I think this is I was talking with Jeff, and he's
correct.
Excited, and it's really neat. Rick Sessinghaus, PGA, Southern Cal PGA, top golf instructor and author of In Golf, The Ultimate Mind Game, and the coach behind MZ Coach. You can find them at mzcoach.com. I'm going to ask you a question about Rory McIlroy.
Sure.
Chasing his career Grand Slam. Do you see it happening this year at the Masters?
I do. I think, he had obviously the injury. I think he's even more motivated than before. There's a lot of good stuff happening in his own personal life. And as your guest talked about before, he's going to get motivated by all the other great players that are playing well. And I think he's shown some glimpses here in the late fall of playing well. So we know his game is back on track. And I think he's going to have a great year and very exciting for all of golfers. But I suspect Rory's going to have a really good year.
That was Shane Bacon, by the way, Fox Sports commentator.
Yes.
And also, you know, he calls himself a failed mini tour player. he caddied at St. Andrews. Great guy. So are you. Rick Sessinghaus,
thank
PGA.
You.
Very nice meeting you. And thank you for being on the show. A pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Happy New Year.
And all the best. Happy New Year and much success in the new year with MZ Coach. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you.
And thanks to our sponsors who make this show possible. I want you to get out to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We'll be doing the show live from the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at the beautiful Kapalua Plantation Course with one of the strongest fields ever, including the number one, the number, is it two and four? We're just missing Rory McIlroy. We've got a huge field. And the thing about being at Kapalua is you get to be one of 10 people sometimes, you know, watching that strategic shot. And you'll learn so much while you're on the course and following these great players. Amazing. Just be at Kapalua, be on Maui for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Futura Stone's master craftsmen. They turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And Poipube Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA Tour the PGA of America's Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, and outstanding golf courses for golf of all abilities. It is the Poipube Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And today, there's a 9:20, a 10:10, and an 11:40. So if you want to get out and play a round of golf, Poipube Golf Course is your destination on Kauai. They've got great programs at Poipube. The front nine, you go out and you can play three holes after 4:30, it's $30. You want to unwind. You go to the practice facility. You get the balls. You get the cart. You play the first three holes, 1, 2, and 3. There are 3, 4, and 5. So you get everything. Poipube Golf Course. Let's say you've only got time in the morning for a 9-hole round. So you go to the practice facility between 7 and 8:30. They will then, after you've warmed up, take your cart, get you out to the back nine. It's absolutely spectacular, and there's lots of room for you on the course to make that back nine in record time so you can get on with your fabulous day. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Montgomery Power Sports. Whether you are looking for a motorcycle, a gem electric vehicle, or maybe you just need a helmet, it's your destination right next to Levy Ha Bakery. They're at 550 North Nimitz Highway. It's Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, Gem electric vehicles, Montgomery Power Sports, where your tires grab the road. And Sony Open in Hawaii. Get your tickets at First Hawaiian Bank branches. Check in with the Sony Open in Hawaii office. They may still need volunteers, and it's always good to be a part of the volunteer pool. That's the Sony Open in Hawaii. This coming week, it's Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and then the first full field event on the PGA Tour in 2016 happens at Wailea. Sony Open in Hawaii. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.